from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And excitement feels like it's building. And to me, that's kind of a word that needs to be brought up more. Look, the Warriors are trying to win basketball games. They're trying to maximize Steph. They're trying to conduct themselves in a good way as a basketball team. That stuff's all like the standby. There's another aspect to this, though, in my mind. When we talk about, for example, a Paul George and a 4-year max contract, even those of you who right now here today are like, bad idea. Don't do that. He can be 38 years old. He's been hurt a bunch of times. Max contract? 38 years old? What are we doing? If that's your opinion, I think it's a fair opinion, but I'd also argue that even if you think that, the second it became reality, you'd be more excited than you were the minute before. This is about creating excitement, not just making the roster better. I do think that in the backroom conversations about this, the Warriors are aware. Joe Lacob is aware. We've got to get better, but we've got to get more interesting. We've got to create new excitement. Part of these legends being on this team, we love them. Everyone has wanted them to finish in this jersey, but at the same time, it forces it to be like it's the same group every single year. And I do believe that a good, healthy portion of the fan base has arrived at a time where they're really ready for something fresh as far as a preseason storyline.
Yes, and I do think a lot of the fans are pointing at Clay as the one that is not only most likely to go, but maybe the one that they most want to go. And Draymond was a guy last offseason that many fans wanted to see moved off the team, and some fans still do, but he's going to be here for 3 more years because he's under contract. And you know, they're not trading Draymond Green as long as they have Steph Curry still on the team. So I do agree with you about the excitement. And I'm somebody who thinks that the Paul George max contract would be a bad idea. But it would also be very exciting to see PG-13 as a Golden State Warrior if they allowed him to wear that number. I know Wilt had the number, so it's probably retired. And so he won't be able to keep it unless they make a special move that... I think it's a bad move to give him the max, but it would be exciting.
I want to circle back to let you sort of reiterate to everyone why you think it's a bad idea. But first, to pass along yet another signing. And again, all of the signings right now are only going to be players returning to their own team because we are not at a period yet where you can sign elsewhere. But Nick Claxton will sign a 4-year deal to return to the Brooklyn Nets. $100 million. So Nick Claxton gets something in the neighborhood of the Draymond Green contract at 25 a year.
Pretty good. Yeah. Good money if you can earn it. Nick Claxton 4 years and 100. So yeah, and that's where Klay Thompson could be re-signed right now. You know, teams can re-sign their own right now, but you mentioned it before. It feels like there's a stalemate in talks, and whether or not an offer has ever been made or not, right now there's no offer on the table for Klay Thompson.
Yeah, well, Claxton was going to be an interesting free agent. It's certainly a name I heard some Warrior fans dream about because of his youth, because of his height. Nick Claxton is not going anywhere, and that after the Nets were able to, and I don't want to use the word unload, he's a good player, but after the Mikal Bridges move yesterday, and the acquisition of a ton of picks.
Right.
I mean, a ton of picks.
And if you're the Nets, you got to have somebody play basketball for you.
Somebody's got to play basketball.
Can't play.
They don't have to be good players, though.
No, you'd almost rather them not be.
Yeah, there are teams doing the no good players thing.
Yeah.
There's a few of them out
there. For sure.
I went to a game that Charlotte played in this year.
Jeez.
They don't have good players on that team.
No, and eventually they will. I mean, if you acquire, well, you're hoping to be like OKC, where you're not good for a while, and then you acquire picks and you get good. And San Antonio has been that team for 5 years. We talked about it yesterday. Back-to-back 22-60 seasons, and now they've got Wemby, and they've got high picks again today in the lottery. So if you're San Antonio, the future looks pretty bright.
All right, back to what you said a minute ago in answering one of our main questions today, which is simply whether or not you think Paul George, max dollars, 4 years is a good idea or a bad idea. You said bad idea. Why?
He's too injured. And this year he played 74 games in a virtual contract year. Now, he could take his player option and stay with the Clippers for $48 million. That's fine, but it's really virtually a contract year for Paul George. So stayed healthy, played well, and he was an all-star. And I look at his previous seasons where you see the game total, 56, 31, 54, 48. This is a guy that I think Steiny had the percentage. I think he's missed 35% of the games over the last five seasons. And that scares me from a guy who is just getting older. I know every player is getting older, but this is a guy who's had a number of injuries, some catastrophic, some ordinary, but he feels to me like a guy who's always hurt. So you're going to give a max contract to a guy who, you know, maybe isn't going to be available, and you've got a team that's already old.
Yeah, I hear you. I could rebut that, though, by saying he's been an all-star three times in the last 4 years. He just completed his best three-point shooting season in his career. Just this season that just ended, and that was 74 games. Is that all the games? No. Is that essentially all the games? Yeah, that's a healthy season.
Yep.
You take 74 games from Paul George, and again, the reason I think good idea is because in my mind, I'm going to split this into two different things. To me, this is not a four-year deal. It's two different two-year deals. And I would argue that maybe one of them is potentially bad, but the first one would be very good. I think age 34 year and age 35 year at max dollars to be Steph Curry's clear-cut number two scorer on this particular Warrior team and match that two-year deal up with the rest of Steph's career and Steve Kerr's as well, for that matter, very good idea. Now, what happens after that? Well, there are so many questions to answer. Is Steph still going to play? Is he still going to play on the Warriors? Draymond Green becomes an expiring contract that next year, if he even opts into his player option. Could you trade him if you wanted to at that point? Is Steve Kerr still going to be the coach? And all of the other questions that go into it. Has Jonathan Kuminga been extended? Is he on the team? Is Brandon Pajemski going to get his option picked up? Like, that's where we would be at that moment. And so, to me, there's so many ifs and so many questions that there will be so much potential money coming off of the books, also a salary cap that's gone up since then. You're not worried about Paul George making $55 million in 2027. If it's not good at that point, there are a number of things you can do to take care of that. You can attack that, to attack the whole roster in a different way. So therefore, I find it preventative of nothing on the back end. And on the front end, man, I think there's potentially a lot of fruit.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There.
Well, you're taking the leap that you're going to find a team that's willing to take on a $55 million Paul George, which is not always easy to do that. Mike Dunleavy told you.
No, but I mean,
trades are hard.
But you could keep him.
You can keep an aging player who's breaking down at $55 million.
Well, but after Steph's career, if that's what it is,
right.
Like there's going to be some sort of a reset.
I like what you're saying about 2 years here and 2 years there, breaking the contract down into 2 year increments, because the front 2 years, it could be good. And, you know, I don't know if you're going to be able to stay out of the second apron and avoid those penalties. It feels like they're going to do everything they can to avoid those penalties, because then you start losing draft picks and there's a lot of other restrictions that fall upon you when you are paying more than $190 million in overall salary. So I think that Paul George, if healthy, yeah, he can be a good number two for this team. Does it make you suddenly a top contender in the Western Conference? I don't think so, but that's really not the goal. I think the goal for this team is to do, in part, what you were talking about, get more exciting and bring in a clear-cut number two. And if you do have Kuminga still and Draymond, you probably won't have Klay, and Chris Paul is likely to be the key piece in that trade. Are you more exciting? Sure. Are you better? Absolutely. Are you better enough to be a real NBA Finals threat?
No.
If everything goes right, maybe.
Yeah,
but I don't think so.
And there's other moves to be made on the roster as well. It wouldn't be that only on its own. But there's also something that you and I both said there that I think is a key thing to highlight. And I found it to be one of the big problems with the Warriors roster last year. I know that, like, for instance, when Larry sits here with us and he talks about the specific needs, our backcourt defense needs to be better. We need a scoring big. That's the specifics. Let me go on something that's a little bit less specific. I thought it was such a huge problem that the Warriors had no clarity and definition in terms of who their second option was. That was a revolving door. Sometimes it was Kuminga. Sometimes it was Klay. Sometimes it was Wiggins. Sometimes it was TBD. It was Pajemski or others who, and I'm not saying the second leading scorer has got to be the same person every night. Guys are going to have great nights and off nights and all of that. But as far as what's our option when we come down the court, who are we trying to go to? How are we building our offense? The arrival of someone like Paul George, it doesn't even have to be Paul, would provide some clarity in how you're attacking a defense, I think, a little bit better than last year's team.
Absolutely. In last year's team, you had, you know, one of your best players unavailable for almost a third of the season because he had self-control issues, and Klay Thompson was not good for the first couple of months, so he couldn't be the second option, and Pajemski came in and played a lot more, and TJD later, and then Kuminga was your number two for a long time. So I do agree with that. And also, your wing defense gets better with Paul George. If you still have GP2 on the ball and you lose Klay Thompson, but you still have Wiggins, and I guess theoretically you'd still have Kuminga. Maybe you wouldn't have Wiggins. Maybe he's a part of the Chris Paul trade. That would be what brings back Paul George. But even if you took out Klay and CP3 and you took out, you know, Wiggins, I think your defense still would be solid.
How's this grab you real quick? And this is from Shams, and he made this report just a short time ago. He said, quote, "I'm told Jimmy Butler will not be signing an extension with the Heat or any other team ahead of his opt-out into 2025 free agency." So now the Jimmy Butler conversation, I would think, at least evolves a little bit into knowing that if there's an acquiring team for Jimmy Butler, it's 1 year. That's it. 1 year. It's certainly, I mean, it, like, my immediate read on this is that that makes the trade return, if there is one, go down. You're not going to give up too much for 1 year of Jimmy Butler.
Right, and it's an interesting one, too, because he's making 48.8 next year, and then it's a player option for 52.4. So if you do acquire him, then you're either hoping that he opts in or praying that he opts out.
Right.
I mean, because, you know, if he comes to your team and he's not playing great and it's not working out, well, then now you're going to be stuck with him for 2 years and $100 million. I do think that Jimmy Butler becomes more of a trade deadline target next year. If Miami's season isn't going great, and if he continues to be at odds with Miami's front office, maybe you get to February and you decide at that point that you're going to trade him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.